here's a dance you should know. When the lights are down low, grab your baby then go. Do the hucklebuck, do the hucklebuck. If you don't know how to do it, boy, you're out of luck. Push your baby out, then you hunch your back. Start a little movement in your sacroiliac. Wiggle like a snake, waddle like a duck. That's the way you do it when you do the hucklebuck.
Hey, not now. Bet and Steny will tell you when. Hey, girls, start talking.
Yeah. Hello.
Hello, hucklebuggers.
People of Earth.
People of Earth, and even some of the farmlands beyond.
People of the Milky Way galaxy.
Sorry, that
but
was a
fuck Andromeda.
Line, even some of the farmlands beyond.
Just some of the farmlands, though. Not all of them.
Yes.
People on farms.
Welcome
love
to well, the thing is, welcome to Evansville, Indiana, and even some of the farmlands beyond.
What is that from?
Bob and Ray.
Oh, Bob and Ray. Okay.
Thank you, Mr. M.
Thank you, Mr. M. For exposing Bet to Bob and Ray. This is the Hucklebug Podcast. I am Steny.
And I'm Bet.
We are Bet and Steny.
Quite as hoarse this week, by the way.
No, not quite as hoarse. A little better. We've had a couple weeks off. This is episode 692 of the Hucklebug.
Oh.
And before we get to your shout outs, we wanted to give a rip. We lost Joe Flaherty in the past couple weeks. And we wanted to give him a rip. Now, Bet, I know that you are familiar with him through SCTV, which I've never really watched. And I have a confession to make, which is that I've never really got it at SCTV.
Really?
No, I think I only tried to watch it like once when I was either late middle school or early high school. And it wasn't for me at that time.
Well,
and I never went back and gave it another shot. But there's so many people like you and Mike who love it.
That's actually funny because I was about that age when I very, very first discovered SCTV, when it wasn't the 90-minute show on NBC. Mm-hmm. It was like syndicated and it was a half hour. And I didn't understand a lot of what went on that show.
Right.
But then it came out. And I just love the format that it's all centered around a TV station and the shows that the TV station shows.
Right.
But they were all great. Nobody was not great on that show.
Oh, I know. And it's produced so many great, great, great talents, obviously. You know, John Candy, Harold Ramis,
Eugene Levy. Dave Thomas, Rick Moran.
Yeah,
Catherine O'Hara.
Catherine O'Hara, you know, and all of them still making... Well, almost all of them, not John Candy, obviously, and not Harold Ramis and not Joe Flaherty. But, you know, the rest of them are still making... Martin Short probably got his start up there.
Oh, Martin Short, he certainly did. And I don't know if it was Mike or one of Mike's friends who posted the Facebook thing about, I think it was Eugene Levy, telling the story about one of the recurring things on SCTV was a 50s group called the Five Neat Guys.
Uh-huh.
And of course, you know, I'm now listening to 50s music every day on the radio.
Right.
And they were so bland and so white. And whoever was telling the story, I think it was Eugene, said that the thing that just cracked him up is that Joe Flaherty always played his part of the guy in the Five Neat Guys like he was about three sheets to the wind, and he would always just have this kind of skewed look on his face. He was a little too happy to be there.
Yeah, that's fun. Well, so SCTV I'm not familiar with, but of course he played one of my all-time favorite TV dads, Mr. Weir, on Freaks and Geeks, which I've been watching a little bit lately.
You know, I went through I went through a phase where I think I watched the entire episode, the entire series again. I went to school with a guy who smoked. You know where he is now?
Dead! I just saw the episode the other day. I just saw the episode where... In fact, it was the thing that I posted on Facebook when Joe Flaherty died, where he sits down with Nick and plays Gene Krupa for him.
You think that's a drummer? Here's a drummer.
Yeah. Neil Peart sucks. He doesn't say Neil Peart sucks, but he's that. I saw that episode just the other day. A lot of shit goes on in that episode.
Oh, and then the thing that I posted, which was just a lot of teeny tiny clips of Mr. Weir. Mm-hmm. There is that one clip where, of course, you know, because what Sam and Lindsay thought of their dad was he was the most uncool man.
Of course.
It's Mr. and Mrs. Weir dancing to the jazz music with Nick. And he says, you are the coolest parents ever.
Well, that happens, doesn't it? Mr. Weir, what's his name? What's his first name? Is it Harold?
Harold.
It is Harold. Harold Weir. He is the best TV dad. My favorite moment in that episode, though, is when afterward Lindsay's kind of bitching that he's nicer to Nick than he is to her or whatever. After Nick goes back home.
Yes.
And Mr. Weir, Harold, says to Lindsay, he says something about Nick's dad, and he says it's hard to grow up with a father like that, or something like that. Yeah. And Lindsay says, yeah, I know what you mean, you know, sarcastically. And he goes, no, you don't.
Yeah.
And it's just like such a great moment.
And isn't that also the scene where he tells her, I expect more of you?
Yeah. Well, he should, you know, and she's his own daughter. And anyway, it's my only point, you guys, is that Joe Flaherty is a national treasure.
Yes.
For us and for Canada, because I think he's Canadian, isn't he?
Yes.
But he's a North American treasure as well.
I think he was actually born in Pennsylvania.
Oh, was he? Okay, good.
Yeah, because that's when he does Count Floyd, the blood-sucking monkeys of West Mifflin, Pennsylvania.
Oh, that's right.
He was born in Pennsylvania, but he made his way to the North to do the Great White North. That is.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, exactly.
And the scene where he and Jean go into Lindsay's room to read her diary.
Yes.
Oh, God.
The other thing is on Halloween, when he dresses up as Count Floyd.
I know, and all the kids run away.
We all know it's Count Floyd. I mean, I didn't even have to watch SCTV to know who Count Floyd was.
They're rambling through Lindsay's drawer, and he picks it up and says, I knew it. Birth control pills. It's a sewing kit. It's the little thing that the stick pins stick in.
Yeah. Rest in peace, Joe Flaherty. Thank you so much for all the joy you brought us.
And just, I cannot believe under any circumstances that you were just not the nicest guy. Ever.
Exactly. And that if there are stories about how Joe Flaherty was an asshole to you one time at a cafe, I don't want to hear them.
Don't ever tell me.
Don't tell us.
It wasn't probably 3 months ago that I saw a lot of photos from the 30th, maybe it was some anniversary of mm-hmm. Freaks and Geeks, where they got as many of the cast together and they took photos, and he was right there in the middle of it, just having the time of his life. So enjoyed it as well.
Yeah. Oh my God. So much fun. That show is so perfectly, there's not one clinker in that entire cast, even all the way down to, you know, the minor characters like Mr. Rosso and Harris. And
if I'm not mistaken, Millie. And I might be, and I won't research it because we're timed.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I think the only Emmy that show ever won was casting, which, of course, is such a minor award. It would have
been well-deserved, certainly.
But yeah, never a better cast.
Considering they only had 18 episodes, that's one Emmy for an 18 episode season is not terrible. It's better than no Emmys at all.
And you know, as bummed as I was when it was canceled, I'm glad
there's no better ending.
It could have been Twin Peaks. There could have been a second season.
Exactly.
That bit the weenie.
Yeah. And Paul Feig, if you're listening to this right now, I know you aren't. But if you are, we'd love to have you on the show.
Yeah, tell us some ghost stories.
Yeah, and Judd Apatow. But also, please don't reboot it. Don't do a reunion thing. If you want to do a reunion thing where everybody just gets together and talks and it's like a documentary, that's fine. Please
Don't shoot anything new. Character.
Please don't. Yeah. All right, let's move on to shout-outs, shall we? Rest in peace, Joe. First comment is for Siskita.
We need you so. You do
that one first there.
Oh, we're doing, because I have it from newest to oldest.
I also have from newest to oldest, but I thought you would want to do the top.
Oh, well, I certainly want to do that.
I assumed you did.
because talk about brain snaps, Siskita. She says Cinema Paradiso is definitely the movie that makes me cry the most.
I mean, and I love that, by the way. I love Siskita. I love that you're able to just choose one and say, that's the one. That's
good. And, you know, it's to the point now, like when I watched it fairly recently, it's not just the last scene, because I know what the last scene is.
It's
I'm
at the
crying.
Beginning.
Yeah.
Right, at the beginning, just waiting for it.
I'm crying at the parts that you laugh at. You know?
Right. Right. Because you know what's coming. I know.
And I mean, ugly cry.
Siskita also says in her next, et cetera, she says, my answers to the Colbert questionnaire. Now, we don't have the questions, so we're just going to read you her answers, all right? Yeah. Best sandwich is cucumber butter sandwich. Again,
I love that. Sounds so much like something that we would have had at the tea at the Palisades.
I think this is something she should throw away. Lots of con passes on lanyards.
I like that.
I think apples over oranges.
Apples, yep.
Or look at all her autographs. Patrick Stewart.
She's Carol Burnett.
Carol Burnett, Peter Scolari, Stephanie. I don't know who Stephanie Block is. Hmm. David Hyde Pierce. Those are all good. I got to look up Stephanie Block. Our consciousness ends and our matter is transformed into different energy. That's what
I like
when
that.
We die.
I like that.
Die Hard / Violent Night is her best action movie
action.
Double feature. Gardenias is his favorite smell, I think. Cigarette smoke, cigarette or cigar smoke, least favorite smell. Worth it
what
unless
is this
you
one?
Yourself.
Ooh. When I saw that know. Earlier, I didn't go back to see the.
And I don't know Sparkling either. Facebook or Gmail would be her most used app on her phone.
Yeah.
Sondheim for
song. Forever, yeah.
42 is not the number I'm thinking of. Sorry.
And love her five words.
Singing truth best I can, she says. We don't remember worth it unless you injure yourself.
Injured.
And Hang on. I must have this here someplace, right? Where's the questionnaire? Here it is.
Best smell, what's the worst smell? What came next?
Worth it unless you injure yourself. What is that one, Siskita? And what's Sparkling? Well, he does sometimes ask Sparkling or still water, I think.
Oh, okay.
Does he sometimes ask that? But I don't know what worth it unless you injure yourself is.
Never Sparkling for me.
Because it doesn't fit any of the questions that I have here. She did not answer cats or dogs, but I have a feeling that Siskita would be one of the few people who would join me on cats.
Yeah, she should have put cats in there just for you, Steve.
I'm sure she loves cats more than dogs. I mean, everybody loves dogs. Come on. We're not trying to get on some list by saying we don't like dogs. The only other comment there is the thank you Easter Bunny commercial. So we're going to scroll up and we got a shout out for
Kelly with an IE. Let me get back up to the missive. Yeah. She says, go Hucklebug. Go Hucklebug.
Go Hucklebug, go.
Love the M&M commercial. That's definitely burned into my brain. Kramer versus Kramer is my first movie I cried watching. I can remember in the early HBO days. I'm sure I cried during that.
I definitely cried during Kramer versus Kramer. That's a good answer. And I've only seen it a couple times, but I definitely cried both times.
And that was back in the days when I didn't cry.
Right,
you know, now
exactly,
I
yeah,
at gas station. Openings.
Yeah, mayonnaise
right.
commercials. I know
she's mayonnaise commercials,
they're so sad.
Boys on the Side is my current one, and Kelly with an IE, we have discussed neither of us have seen it,
and I thought it was a comedy, I didn't think it was a crying movie. I know it's air quotes chick flick. But I didn't think it was one where people died. So I thought that was one.
And she says
at.
One of the things that I have a couple of movies that are the same way. I can't not watch it if
yeah,
I see
if it's,
it
yeah,
on.
If it's on. Yeah.
And
I'm
always
stopping.
On. Yeah. My two are Prelude to a Kiss and League of Their Own. I
those
cannot but watch those movies.
League
that
of
might,
Their Own.
Wait, that might be another topic.
I think we've done it before.
Oh, okay.
I feel like we've done it before. League of Their Own.
Hell,
is probably
we've done
one
them all.
Me also.
What
you know,
have we done?
Oddly enough, one of mine is La Bamba. It's not very often, but every once in a while, I'll be scrolling around the channels and I'll be like, oh, La Bamba. And then before I know it, it's over because I can't stop watching it.
I swear, I think I have only seen that movie one time.
I liked it.
And it's good. I like it too. I mean, Marsha Crenshaw. But the end when they're walking out on the field and making the.
All right, let's go over to hawkabug.com where we have a couple of quick shout outs for Tina, which is stand in the place where you live.
Then listen
now
to
leave
the
us
Huckabug
a comment. That's the part that we've not really worked out is what we're going to sing the rest of the way. We both, Bette remembered while I was editing, I got an email from Bette saying, Tina's song is Stand. And I couldn't remember it. And then Tina, of course, left us a comment saying, my REM song is Stand. Due to Bette and Terry trying to teach me the dance. We were on a road trip and stopped at a rest stop, but you sing anything you like. Cool by me. Well, we'll stick with Stand.
No, we like Stand.
Yeah. She says, it occurred to me while listening to the show.
Wonder what those other travelers in West Virginia must have thought of us standing in the parking lot of a rest area doing this dance.
I bet a lot of them recognized the dance and said, oh, they're doing that Stand by REM song. I would have recognized it. I remember that video. Now, as y'all know, I'm not actually a very big fan of REM. Bet that's one of the few things Bet and I unsnap on. But I do like that song, and the video is fun.
Yeah.
Now, Tina goes on to say, it occurred to me while listening to the show that how I would hate to come up against you both in a pub quiz. Well, Tina, you would be on our team.
Right.
You wouldn't be up against us. You would never be. I bet you could make a living off of the winnings as you're both so knowledgeable about books and film. My mom's always bugging me to go on Jeopardy.
Yeah.
But I would hate it. I would hate like a pub quiz is perfect. But I would not like to be on television. It would.
Yeah, well, you know, our family, since the 70s, you know, we had trouble deciding who the five would be in the 70s. But now, of course, Pat, Brian, me, Terry, and Taylor. Sorry, Allison. She doesn't know as much. She doesn't know as much pop culture as we do.
She can be in the audience clapping for you.
Yeah, could rock Family Feud.
Family Feud. That's right. Tina says, a film that made me cry along with Schindler's List and It's a Wonderful Life was an animation film called Spirit. I do remember Spirit, about the life of the horse. She says, I was bawling. Mm. Anyway, have a good week and see you, or should I say hear you, on the 13th. Here we are. Bye for now, Tina with a T. And she says, P.S. Pursuit of Happiness made me cry. I remember Pursuit of Happiness.
Which, stupid me, I read as P's. Peas,
because it's a big P and a small S. But she was like peas. Yeah, she was like, "What peas? Why does it say peas?" Yeah, it was good. That's a good movie. It's a good movie. I don't think that it made me cry, but it is. It is sad. All right, let us dig in here.
Okay, well, thank you for your shout out.
Thank you all for your shout outs. We appreciate all of y'all's. We're gonna start with a binge watch this week. I have a binge watch. I didn't see any movies, but I did spend the majority of yesterday, late afternoon and evening, watching Fallout on Amazon Prime.
Fallout? I don't know that.
Fallout, it's a new series that just dropped, as the kids say.
Oh, I hate
last week. I know you hate it. And it is based on a video game. It's based on the Fallout series, the Fallout series of video games.
Oh,
so this is now following,
I don't know it. Yeah.
Following now in a trend of TV shows based on video games, which I'm excited about, by the way, you guys, because I think there's some really great storytelling happening in video games. Not in Super Mario Brothers, of course, but you know, some of these other games, there is some, I mean, Fallout's a great example. There is so much world building in Fallout. There's all this deep lore that you could get into if you've played every game in the series and all the rest of it. Fallout, though, it follows The Last of Us, which got a lot of critical acclaim. That's also based on a video game.
I have heard of it. Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, that's based on a video game that got a lot of critical acclaim for what a great story it told and stuff like that. And then Halo is another one that came out recently. The kids apparently don't care for Halo. However, Fallout's getting rave reviews, at least on Reddit. Everybody, from the people who played Fallout. People who played Fallout are like stoked. They're like, they did this right. Fallout is a game that I have never played myself because it is not on a console. There's a lot of video games that are only on PlayStation or what's that other one? Xbox. And I don't have those. I only have Nintendo. So if it's not available for Nintendo, I ain't played it in most cases. So it's extremely violent. So, you know, if you're not into, because the video game is violent also. It's a survival game. The Fallout is a game where you emerge from a Fallout shelter 200 years after you went down. And you have a mission that you have to go complete, of course. But you have no idea what you're going to find on the surface. And there's mutant roaches and things like that that are running around, big, you know, gigantic fucking cockroaches. And there's mutant people you got to watch out for. And all kinds of bad guys. Oh, and Twinkies. What's that?
Winkies.
Winkies?
Twinkies.
Twinkies. There's no Twinkies, as far as I know.
Bitterman, the two things that will survive nuclear.
Right.
Twinkies and Yoko.
Twinkies and cockroaches. Well, I haven't seen. I there's still two more episodes, so maybe there'll be a Twinkie.
Okay. I hope there's a giant Twinkie in there somewhere.
But the other thing that's fun about Fallout, it's not just a scary shoot the zombies type game. It's also, there's a lot of humor in it. There's a lot of
running around, hiding.
Yes, but there's also, you know, there are like little Easter eggs you can unlock, and then you learn more about the world as you go, because this person who's emerging from the vault. You know, a generational vault, obviously, because they've been down there for 200 years. So this person who's coming up has never been on the surface before. They don't know what the world was like before, just what they've learned. And they don't know what they've missed in the 200 years that they've been down there. And so, you know, you learn a lot of stuff on the way about what has happened on the surface since everybody went down. And it's...
Sounds a little Dungeons and Dragons-y.
It is a little Dungeons and Dragons-y. Yeah. There is a little bit of that, too, because you can choose your missions and you choose who you're going to ally yourself with and stuff. It's fun. I really like it. If you've played Fallout and enjoy it, then you're going to like the show also. If you haven't played Fallout, you still might like it. But I do want to warn you, it is exceptionally violent.
Ooh, okay.
But you know, it's kind of like, it's like cartoon violence to me. It's like Tarantino. You know, violence does not really bother me in a movie. Other than torture bothers me. I don't like torture.
Tarantino, the only man that can make you laugh at I shot Marvin in the face.
Exactly, I shot. Holy shit, I shot Marvin in the face. Or the bride slaying 88 swords people in a row. You know. So I really, really enjoyed Fallout. Actually, I have two episodes left. I'm going to finish it up tonight. It's only 8 episodes, although they are about an hour long, each of them, so it's a little harder to binge on one night. It's on Amazon Prime. I didn't recognize anybody in it except Kyle MacLachlan is in the first episode.
Oh.
Even him, I didn't recognize really. I kept going, that guy kind of looks like Kyle MacLachlan.
Yeah. And I was we all age. I saw a picture of him in the past couple of weeks. Not,
he looks
not
shorter
badly.
And wider.
Right. He hasn't aged badly. He's just aged.
No. Yeah, he's just aged. He looks different. Yeah, he just looks different. Anyway, so yeah, thumbs up for Fallout. But again, it might not be for everybody. So I'm not necessarily recommending it. I don't want somebody to go watch it and go, that was horrible. I can't believe Heidi said I should watch that. Because I just think I really enjoyed it, but not everybody will. Now, you bet. You have a movie.
I have a movie. And I was browsing the Roku, trying to find just something to watch.
Sure.
I'm not about trying to go to Oscar movies anymore and popular stuff. I just wanted something to lay back and watch.
Right.
And I went to Netflix and they had a whole queue of documentaries. Yes. Well, you know how I love a documentary.
Good documentary is hard.
And
to find.
I saw this one and I said, oh, I got to watch this, because immediately it made me think of Dr. Phil.
Ooh.
The Dr. Phil show. Who I despise Dr. Phil. He's the biggest hack.
We all hate him.
But I can't lay off of him. I just have to watch him. And the movie is called Hell Camp.
Hell Camp?
Hell Camp. And if anyone out there has watched Dr. Phil, you don't have to admit it. Anytime there's an unruly teenager on there that you just despise everything about them. He spends 50 minutes of the show berating the parents for how they've brought the kid up.
Right, of course.
And then in the last 10 minutes, you just pray. It's like a drinking game. You just pray. Turnabout Ranch, Turnabout Ranch. Send them to Turnabout. And so he, in most cases he does. He sends them to a place called Turnabout Ranch against their will.
Which is hell camp.
Yeah, which is a place where you go in the middle of nowhere, Utah, which is the middle of nowhere. And you live on a ranch for three months. And, you know, they make you work a ranch.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
And so this movie, Hell Camp, is about, they call it now, I'm doing air quotes, eat me. they call it now wilderness therapy.
Wilderness therapy.
And it is about the man who invented wilderness therapy years ago.
Yeah.
And he's ex-military.
Wow, what a surprise.
What a surprise, yes. And so he comes up with this brilliant idea of how to whip kids into submission and get them on the right track.
Yeah.
And so he hires all of these hand-picked people to go and do his bidding for him and get these kids. And so they take them in the desert, in the hot desert, may I say.
Yes.
And just make them live a life that just makes them break down and bawl every day and cry. Yeah, you missed your mother now. Tell your mother you're sorry. Miss your mother? Yeah, this is why you're here. You know, and it's just, it's awful.
Yeah.
But then we find out that the people he handpicked now hire other people because it's so popular now,
right?
You know, that there's so many kids, they hire other people, and these people are just like underling Nazis. Mm-hmm. They will do anything to a kid. One kid, well, first of all, it becomes so popular that the guy who invented it, he lives in a mansion, he drives a Ferrari, you know, Mr. Military, who wants to help the kids, you know,
living
the life of Riley.
Yep.
But one guy gets really badly hurt because he's being naughty, and some of his overlings hog tie him with a rope and drag him, you know, 100 feet through the, and he's, you know, he's just broken.
Yeah.
And so the first lawsuit comes.
Right.
Then another girl, 16-year-old girl, was made to march through the desert, and she dies from heat exhaustion.
Oh, God.
And that was pretty much the beginning of the downfall of the hell.
Well, good.
But they talked to so many people who went there. And they talk about their experiences. And one of the first girls that they talked to talked about how much it did for her. You know, she said, I went there and I felt like I was really getting better. And, you know, they were telling me to do this, do this. And I did it. And I said, wow, I can do this. And then it just, at the end of the movie, she tells the rest of her story, which is that she was sexually abused by Mr. Ferrari.
I was afraid that was coming,
And so, of course, that place went to pot. But still, there are all of these wilderness therapy camps out there.
Yeah, there's lots of them.
It's fascinating, and I give it a total thumbs up. Especially if you ever watch Dr. Phil, which, again, you don't have to admit to
it. Yeah, you don't have to tell us if you watch Dr. Phil. We won't hold it against you if you do, because Ben also
watches it. It's about 90 minutes, so it's not a, you know, it's not a long watch, but there's
not
a lot in that 90 minutes.
Yeah. Speaking of documentaries, this movie is apparently not a documentary, but I am looking forward to that Pop-Tart movie that Jerry Seinfeld is coming out now. Yeah, it's coming out next month. It'll be on Netflix. And I thought it was a documentary. I kind of just scrolled by a screen cap of it.
Well,
I think it's called Unfrosted.
It's based on a true story, but I have a feeling very loosely based.
But I never thought I would see the day that Jerry Seinfeld played somebody other than himself. Because he's not an actor, and he knows he isn't an actor. And it just, I'm thrilled. I really am thrilled to watch him play a role. And I know that Pop-Tarts are very near and dear to his heart, obviously. So
this is just going to be Jerry Seinfeld in this movie.
He'll probably just be Jerry Seinfeld. Because, Let's be honest.
Oh, man.
I don't think he's got a lot of reach.
I told you we'd come in under time.
I know we did not. Well, you know, the rip took us 15 minutes. That's, so, well, you know, you know, that's the thing. Rips always take too long. All right. We're only about halfway through with the show again, you guys. So just sit tight. I have a dad recap. You know what? I was going to tell a big, long story, and I'm not going to now because we are out of time. But all I will say is Dad and I had an excellent visit. It was probably one of the
picture of you all in your haircuts.
Well, our new haircuts, yeah. It was probably the best visit we've ever had. Maybe the best visit we've ever had. You know, the last several times that I've been down there, it's been stressful because I've been in the role of caretaker, not, you know, daughter. And this time I wasn't really in that role. I mean, I did take him to one eye doctor appointment, but it wasn't, you know, anything, you know, big or heavy or difficult. He just was getting his monthly shot in his eye. And, you know, we did that. We went to the liquor store and, you know, we just enjoyed each other's company. We didn't fight or even like snap at each other one time that I can remember.
Nothing makes you feel closer to your dad than being
than going to the liquor store. Exactly. Well, he bought
two peas in a pod, Steve.
He bought cognac, which I'd never had cognac, and he all of a sudden started talking about cognac. He was like, when we go to the liquor store tomorrow, I'm gonna get cognac. I'm like, all right, we'll get cognac. And you know, then we had to find the brandy snifters and then wash the brandy snifters because they were so covered in dust. But it was, and I'm not crazy about cognac, as it turns out.
I'm
not
a big fan of cognac.
It's always nice to try new things, you know. But it was fun. It was a really, really good visit. Big thumbs up for visiting Dad this time. Yeah. And, you know, and that's going to be it's not going to be my last visit with Dad, obviously. But it is the last time that I'm, maybe the last time, that I'm going there and staying there. Because now my sister and her husband are moving in. Stacy's there already. Stacy got there yesterday. So, you know, it'll be different now when I go down. I have to go stay at the hotel because there isn't room for me in the house, which is fine. It means I get to go away when things get to be too much for me. I'm kind of looking forward to that. But our visits are going to be different now because they're going to be surrounded by other people and stuff. So I'm really glad we had, a great last visit. And it really won't be the last time because Stacy and Steve will want to go back to New Jersey and visit people. So,
that's right.
You know, so when they do that, I'll go down and stay with Dad when they're not there and help take care of the cats and stuff. So, but it was just a really, really fun time together. What you got now for us here?
Well, I would like to talk about the eclipse, if I may.
All right. Yes, please do.
Well, you know, around here, I mean, when I say around here, I'm talking to Tina and other people.
Uh-huh.
In the United States.
Okay.
Eclipse fever was all the rage.
Yes, it was.
And, you know.
Not here, of course, because it was cloudy and I couldn't see a fucking
thing. Well, I knew that we were not on the big path.
Right.
So I was interested, but I wasn't that excited.
Yeah.
But it came Monday, and we didn't even really know what time to even go out and try to see it.
Yeah.
But we did some research. Brian, brother-in-law
Brian,
had bought some eclipse glasses, and it was just Pat, me, and Melissa. He gave us all a pair of glasses to wear.
Good.
And so, you know, Monday afternoon came and it was cloudy here too. I mean, really cloudy. And so I thought, well, you know, screw it. I'm not going to see anything. Who cares?
Right.
But we started talking about the eclipse and I was online anyway, but I went to CNN and there was a story about counterfeit glasses.
Oh no.
I don't know if you have counterfeit glasses.
Right.
And it was a weird article because whatever it told us about how you can tell, we realized we were in possession
of
counterfeit glasses.
Oh, no.
And Pat just kept saying, apropos of young Frankenstein, these glasses are doo-doo. It's not doo-doo. But the article said sometimes counterfeit glasses can still have the stuff in them they need. They're just not made by, you know, American, right. You know. So anyway, we thought it didn't matter anyway. It was so cloudy. And then about 3:20 or so, Brian called us and he said, go outside right now. The sun is coming. Where I am, the sun's already out. Go outside. It's going to hit you. So we took our counterfeit glasses and we
went outside, unsafe glasses.
And it was still cloudy, but the sun was starting to peek through. And so we put on our counterfeit glasses. I'm not blind, so they must have
worked. That must have worked.
And we actually got to see some of the eclipse.
It's pretty cool.
It was after the middle of it, the big reveal.
Right.
And maybe 3/4 moon, 1/4 sun.
Yeah.
But it was pretty beautiful. Cool. It was beautiful. And we were so happy. We got to see the eclipse and we came back in the office and, you know, Melissa's younger than us, but Pat and I talked about the fact that, you know, the next one's like 21 years from now. We ain't going to be here. We are so glad we got to see this eclipse.
Oh, me too.
And while we were talking about, you know, we're not going to be here in 20 years, all of a sudden, out of nowhere, Melissa says, by the way, do you all know that Walmart sells coffins? We said, what? She said,
it doesn't surprise
Walmart
me.
Sells coffins.
Well, it's good to know.
That we went, we could have gone on a comedy tour doing Walmart sells coffins the rest of the day.
Coffin jokes.
Yeah. Which, you know, Walmart, Sam's. Sam's also sells coffins, but you got to get them in packs of 12.
That's right.
And you need a, if you, you do need the storage, if you do the Walmart pickup, do six people bring them out and put them in.
Good one. Hang on a second. Hang on. There we go. Oh,
but nice. Anyway, I'm so happy I got to see, even if it was just, you know,
is that the first eclipse you've ever seen?
No, 2017.
Oh, okay.
And you all did the whole trip.
Yes. We were in Band of Total. We got the total office
and went to a field and watched it. But this one was just beautiful. For the 5 seconds I got to see it, I got to see the eclipse.
Yay.
Eclipses happy for me. Beautiful. I hope y'all are.
So I have a pet story.
Meow, 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 meow. I want to hear some pet stories. Meow, meow, meow,
meow, meow. And again, I'll be super quick because all it is that Scout and Lincoln went to the vet today. It's time for their yearly checkup. Oh my gosh, they were both such good kitties.
Aww.
So brave.
Well, but there's a reason they were so good.
Because they were on pills.
They were a little bit high.
I gave them gabapentin, which is interesting. My dad takes the exact same medication for his neuropathy. So
is he good too?
From being, he's a very good boy. But the medication has a slightly different effect on the cats as it does on dad. But it just makes him kind of dopey and sleepy and a little more malleable
and bashful.
No, it doesn't make them bashful. Actually, they were really good. You know what? They gave them treats at the vet today, which they don't normally do. And both cats took them. I told them, I said, I don't think Scout's going to have any of that because she's too scared. But she could not resist. She was like, oh, yeah, give me some of that treat. Yum. Lick, 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 lick. Both of them, clean bills of health. Lincoln's blood pressure's way down, so the medication's working.
Oh, nice.
I don't know if you guys remember that Lincoln's got high blood pressure. The other thing is, a thing I learned, if you're just going in for checkups, is it turns out the best time to take your cats into the vet is late in the day on a sunny Saturday afternoon or a sunny Saturday late morning, because we were the last people there and everybody was in a big hurry to get the hell out and enjoy the sunshine. Oh. So they're like, well, they look good to me, so we're not going to do any blood tests or anything this time, which is great because that's the expensive shit, but it's also the stuff you worry about. And I'm like, well, I'm not worried about it if you're not worried about it. So, all right.
On his back. Oh, it's okay. He's fine.
It's all right. Now, they gave him both upper respiratory vaccines and, you know, and they both got their blood pressure taken and both of them came through that with just flying colors. And, you know, there's no complaints and they checked their teeth and, you know, they did all the rest of the checkup stuff. They just didn't do the blood work. So that was great for me because it saved me probably about $400 and, you know, and the kitties got to come home sooner. So,
yay.
All good with the kitties. And now we will do you rules, and then we will hit the dusty
hit the
trail
road,
here.
Jack.
Yeah. So well, who rules for you, Beth?
I have a you rule. And folks, Stens knows this. A couple of people know this, but I've not said it anything here. My you rule happened Tuesday of this week.
Uh-huh.
It's for my bro-in-law, Brian. My brother-in-law.
The thing not only did he hip you to the eclipse.
Right. Not only did he do that, but for the past months, plural months, my brother-in-law, Brian, was diagnosed with prostate cancer.
Right.
And had to have surgery, had to have his prostate removed. Mm-hmm. And because of where the cancer was located.
Uh-huh.
After the removal, you know, a lot of people, they remove it and you're done. Goodbye. Have a nice life.
Right.
He couldn't do that. He had to have radiation.
You're right.
And so he had to have 37 radiations, which he's got the best attitude ever.
Yeah.
I don't want to say he sailed through him because I'm not him. I'm sure he had his problems.
Yeah.
But I watched him, what I feel, sailed through him. But this past Tuesday, he had his last treatment. He got to ring the bell. Ring that bell. Pat made a video of him ringing the bell.
Good.
I'm so proud of him.
Yay, Brian.
You know, Brian and I sometimes bristle at each other, but he's always there when I need him, and he's just, Brian, you go. And we don't, you know, he hasn't gone and done his, you know, post radiation.
Right.
That'll be in a couple of months.
Yeah.
But I'm sure he's gonna be fine. And
that's good. Yay!
So happy. He seemed to be a little embarrassed. He didn't want to ring the bell too loud. I would have gone,
fucking bang! Good for him. Yay, Brian! I have a you rule this week. My you rule is for Super Doug Starcher and his lovely wife, Lynn.
Whoa!
The day after I got back from Dad's, first I got a text from Doug while I was at Dad's saying, when are you back? And I said, I get back Saturday night. Why, what's up? He said, well, I've just got to make you a muffaletta sandwich. That's all.
Oh, God.
So he comes, they came over and they delivered it. And it was not small, by the way. It was the size of your head. It was huge. It was a huge muffaletta sandwich.
That's a lot of eating on a muffaletta.
I know. It fed me for 2 days. Probably should have fed me for more like 3 or 4, but it was really good. And Doug, I wanted to tell you a slight modification that I made. On day two, when I was eating the second half, I decided to put it in the panini grill, just to crisp it up, just to crisp up the bread and melt the cheese a little bit. Fantastic. So I'm going to recommend that, Doug. Next time you make yourself a muffaletta sandwich, try crisping it up in the panini if you have one.
Good. If I can add an addendum.
Yes, please do.
Your role. Doug was one of the people who knew what Brian was going through because, of course, he went through it.
Yes.
When I told him that Brian had his last radiation, he actually texted Pat to give his congratulations.
Oh, Brian, that's nice.
That's so sweet.
Honestly, Doug and Lynn, both of them, amazing human beings. Mm-hmm. Just fantastic. And we're so lucky to have people like that in our lives. We really are. Doug, Lynn, love you both. And Brian as well. Brian, we all love you too. That's our show this week, you guys. I think
we made it.
We're gonna sign this off here. We love you all. I almost said we love you both. Both our listeners. I know. We love all of you. We had at least three this
In
last
due
week.
Time there will be two.
Soon it will be just
it'll be us.
Exactly. It'll be just the two of us. Bless your hearts, though, for listening. We love you guys. Thank you so much for listening to this week's Suck a Buck. We're going to be back next week with another show.
Right.
We're going to be back on our bullshit.
Apparently, we've already done the topic I thought of. Of course, we always, anybody think of something you would like to hear us talk about?
I did consider I did consider best TV dads when I was thinking of Joe Flaherty, but that's another one that I think we've done.
I think we have, because I had to say Andy. Yeah.
That's what I was thinking, was that you would have said Andy, and I think Mr. Weir was on my list, but I'm not sure if he was number one, but I feel like he's moving up. He's number one with a bullet now. All right, gang, thank you for listening. Yeah, give us topic ideas if you have any. On the other hand, we don't seem to be light on content since we're always running over our allotted time, right. So I guess we're fine. Tune in again next week, and until that time, I am Stenny.
And I'm Bet.
We are Bet and Stenny, and we thank you for listening to The Huckabug. Goodbye, everybody. Bye.
Bye. We love you.
Mwah. That's the way you do it when you do The Huckabug.
Right, hang on a second. Big loud ass motherfucking car going through the parking lot. Let me wait till he's gone. Jesus Christ. Fucking shit bucket. Get that piece of shit car out of here, man.
Truck or a Mustang, probably.
It's neither. It's a Toyota Tercel, but it's literally held together by zip ties. I'm not even exaggerating. The front bumper is held on by big heavy duty zip ties.
Zip ties and duct tape, baby.